You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are speaking with Jim Castellez, founder and CEO of the award-winning Motive Power Systems, a company building all-electric powertrains for trucks and buses out of Silicon Valley, California. Their technology powers North America's only all-electric garbage truck, which is in service in the city of Chicago, and it is the nation's first production model all-electric school bus. In 2014, they were named a Best of What's New Technology by Popular Science Magazine. Very impressive, Jim. Certainly a privilege to have you with us today on the Green Business Podcast Show on EPN.
Very happy to be here with you, Eric.
Likewise, really looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So first of all, let's start out with the basic stuff for those of us not familiar with electric vehicles. What is an all-electric powertrain?
Sure, that's a great place to start. So an electric powertrain is the engine inside of an all-electric vehicle. And so, for example, in the Nissan Leaf that I drive, there's no internal combustion engine. Instead, there's an electric powertrain. And that consists of batteries, motors, electronics, and software. Motive makes electric powertrains for trucks and buses, large, heavy vehicles. We call our powertrains all-electric powertrains so that they're not confused with hybrids, for example.
I imagine there are other companies doing something similar. What makes your all-electric powertrain different from those in the market?
So we have an open architecture. And what I mean by that is that we work with many different truck and bus manufacturers. So you can think about how Intel makes the core of a computer, the CPU, the processor, and they sell that to many different computer makers. In our world, in the truck world, there's a company called Cummins that is actually a lot like Intel. They make diesel engines, which are kind of the core of the vehicle, and they make them for lots of different truck and bus builders. Motive is kind of the all-electric version of Cummins. We make all-electric powertrains for many different truck builders. And this means instead of designing our all-electric powertrain for one type of truck or bus, we design an open platform that works with different battery types and supports different power levels. Bigger trucks and buses need more batteries and more powerful motors, for example. But our electric powertrain uses the same software and most of the same electronics to power a wide variety of trucks and buses, from smaller airport shuttle buses, for example, up to very large all-electric garbage trucks using the same software. So we kind of get this benefit of having an open architecture and working with lots of different vehicle types to design one powertrain that works in many different use cases.
I understand you've received venture investment over the years, but even more in grant funding from the California Energy Commission, about $12.3 million to date. How has the California Energy Commission shaped the direction of the company, and are there similar grant opportunities for communities and businesses in other states?
Yeah, the California Energy Commission, or CEC as we call them, we certainly see them as a real leader in trying to reduce fossil fuel consumption in vehicles and especially in heavy vehicles. And so Motive and the CEC share some of the same goal to reduce fossil fuel consumption and air pollution from trucks and buses. And this shared vision really makes for a powerful public-private partnership. The CEC provides funds for technology development and demonstration projects, and they do it in a competitive setting, and Motive applies for those opportunities. And we've won applications that we've submitted for six different CEC projects that allow us to collaborate with the CEC and with other partners in pursuit of our shared goals of freeing trucks from fossil fuels. The CEC has funded projects in which Motive built the first all-electric Type A school bus. They've funded our first all-electric shuttle buses, which are in service in a program in partnership with Google in the city of Mountain View. And they funded the first all-electric city maintenance truck running in the city of Santa Ana, and the first all-electric linen delivery trucks, just to name a few examples there. Plus, the CEC provided funds through a competitive grant that we wanted to support our manufacturing facility. automotive manufactures power electronics right here in the Bay Area in Hayward, California. California really, I think, has been a leader in supporting ways to improve air quality and reduce emissions, and has built programs that allow fleets who want to use electric trucks and buses to find funding to help offset the cost of going to electric. And so fleets that are running trucks or buses have a lot of opportunities in California to move to electric, reduce their fossil fuel footprint. And in many cases, we've helped truck and bus fleets go electric for no more cost than their old diesel or gasoline vehicles. And they see a huge operational savings by being electric. You know, they could save 80% of their fuel bill and 2/3 of their maintenance bill. And additionally, not just the fuel savings, but when fleets go to electric vehicles, then they have much more confidence in what their fuel bill is going to be in the future, because electricity rates are much more stable than oil, for example. So we have a whole team here at Motive that work with fleets to find and receive incentive funds, to help them adopt electric trucks and buses.
Certainly exciting times, especially in the state of California in all regards. We are visiting with Jim Casales, founder and CEO of the award-winning Motive Power Systems, a company building all-electric powertrains for trucks and buses out of Silicon Valley, California, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the ePodcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Jim, you put your PhD at Stanford on hold to found Motive in 2009. What was it about building electric heavy-duty vehicles that inspired you?
Well, Eric, I think being in Silicon Valley, there's entrepreneurship is kind of this rampant bug that's very easy to pick up. But I think, as I was kind of, looking at my PhD studies and looking at fossil fuel consumption, I had a fellowship with the Department of Homeland Security and looked at energy independence. And what I realized is that heavy-duty vehicles are the backbone of our economy. I mean, think about that next order you're going to make on Amazon and what kind of vehicle is going to deliver it to your doorstep. Trucks and buses are so core to our economy and society, and yet they're also more dependent on fossil fuel than any other part of our economy. America, and especially California, has been successful in reducing fossil fuel dependence on our electric grid. But vehicles, and especially heavy-duty vehicles, are actually a much tougher challenge. But it's not impossible. Think about most heavy-duty vehicles. With the exception of kind of those long-haul trucks, most of these vehicles are typically local delivery trucks and buses that go on a similar planned route every day and return to a depot every night. And this is really the perfect use case for electric vehicles. And so kind of connecting those dots of energy independence and fossil fuel use on vehicles, that's really what inspired me. And I think heavy-duty vehicles are a very hard problem, but also a very important problem for us to figure out. And electric is a great technology fit for many of these heavy vehicles. I have two young kids and a third on the way, and I want them to ride a school bus that's electric and has zero emissions and not have to breathe in cancer-causing pollution because their bus is still running on fossil fuels.
Well, you're certainly taking that inspiration and making a difference. Lastly, tell us about what it was like building North America's first all-electric garbage truck. I imagine it was a large technical challenge, if you would. Am I correct?
Yes. I mean, actually, so Chicago approached us a few years back and told us that they want electric garbage trucks. They said they'd try hybrids and natural gas, but the former didn't really save enough fuel, and the latter lacks infrastructure. And at first, we thought electric maybe wouldn't be a good fuel for garbage collection because of how demanding of a route it was. But after doing some route analysis with the city of Chicago, we became convinced electric is actually really a great fit for urban trash collection. Garbage trucks only get 2 or 3 miles per gallon in fuel efficiency. I mean, compare that to a normal car. And so they're also notoriously maintenance intense. A lot of brake jobs because of all this stop-and-go trash collection. And so there's a lot of fuel to be saved if we can find a way to make trash trucks electric, and a lot of maintenance costs to be saved too. And so this application, garbage collection, is a great example of how our technology can fit in the marketplace in different vocations that maybe we didn't even anticipate. But we didn't design our all-electric powertrain to work with garbage collection, with refuse trucks. That wasn't the goal, but after seeing how appropriate this application was, we realized it would actually be very economical and save a lot of fossil fuel to do that. So we could use the same batteries, but more of those batteries, the same battery packs, actually. And so we just put more packs onto these larger vehicles, and we use the same electronics and controllers and then a larger, more powerful traction motor. But the software and controls are the same as what we use on our school buses and delivery trucks. And so we put the first electric garbage truck on routes in Chicago a year and a half ago or so, and it's been a huge success. We actually had a garbage truck driver, tell us that the truck changed his life, which is not something we hear about garbage trucks a lot. But he said it wasn't noisy, it didn't smell like diesel, it wasn't hot, and it wasn't vibrating. And all of those really changed his day because he spends 8 hours per day sitting in that truck. He even said his back wasn't hurting anymore because of the regenerative braking and him not having to press the brake pedal as hard or as often. So you can obviously imagine the residents were happy with the truck as well. I know our trash day is Tuesday morning, and I would love to not be woken up by idling diesel engines outside my window.
You certainly got to love all that we've heard here today. Certainly an intriguing company and story, and thanks for what you're doing in the space through Motive Power Systems. If you would, Jim, tell us where folks can get more information on Motive Power Systems and how they could be in touch accordingly.
Happy to do that, Eric. So the best place to start is at our website, motivepS.com, so motivepS.com. There you can find pictures of all of the different types of motive-powered electric trucks and buses out there. You can find links to other news stories and events and happenings. And if you're a fleet and you're wondering if electric might work for your vehicles, on our website are links to contact us, and let's have a discussion. And especially in California and in a few other geographic areas, there are great incentives to help fleets in the move to kind of free their fleets from fossil fuels.
Well, Jim, once again, we thank you for your time. All the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show on APN.
Hey, it was my pleasure, Eric. I appreciate your time, and thank you.
And you're more than welcome, and come back anytime. We have been speaking with Jim Castellez, founder and CEO of the award-winning Motive Power Systems, a company building all-electric powertrains for trucks and buses out of Silicon Valley, California. And for more information or for contact, it's motivepS.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the EPodcast Network.
In my opinion and my experience, a brand is much more than that, and something much deeper, and it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept, and the very idea of your business and its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.